brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott & Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
Take it home with our hands and is in King. The spite in King. Concern Bible students readily discover that the book of Proverbs is a collection of morals and religious teachings in the forms of sayings and proverbs. Much of this book has to do with practical everyday The book begins by reminding that to have knowledge, you must first fear God. Then it goes on to deal with other matters, not only of religious nature, but also of common sense, good manners. Book of Proverbs. I always recommend it because there's no problem that you face that the book of Proverbs does not speak to. Many short sayings the book reveals insight of the wise men, the ancient teachers of Israel. Some of this book concerns itself with family relations. Glad son makes a glad father. Foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Wise woman buildeth her own house. He that would be wise but learn to walk with wise men. Go to the thy slugger, and consider her way, and be wise. Business dealing, be not surety for no man. And I think those of us who have had the experience of signing some notes for some people learn how heavy that can be on you. Then he talks about social dealings and self-control. Being able to be emotional stable. knowing how to adjust in any situation that you find yourself. Talk to quick tongue and quick temper people. Tell them how easy it is to get in trouble. And how easy it is to stay out of it. I think if you read the book of Proverbs, wisdom is in that book. And much of the book reminds us about humility, about patience, and the respect for the old, for the poor. Loyalty to our friends. Forget not the friends of thy father. This is a great book. But within the book, there are some lessons that we need to give strong attention to. We are always looking for something unusual. Something extraordinary. Something that's not conventional. Our attention is claimed quickly. If a bat darts into the house at 12 noon, this is unusual. To see a bat flying 12 noon in the day is an unusual thing, and that usually catches our attention. And not too long ago, the eclipse was an extraordinary event. Individuals came from far, so far, far distance to look at the eclipse. And money was made by the selling of special glasses because the report went out that if one would look straight at the eclipse, it would affect their sight. Individuals stayed up for long hours, watching the eclipse, because it is an unconventional, it's extraordinary. It's an unusual event. There are those who are conscious that when the next eclipse comes, they will not be around. Isn't that so? But you know, common, ordinary things could also teach us a lesson. If we were not so unresponsive to them. Isn't that so? Oh, yeah. The seer talks about the hind. He saw a hind leaping over the mountain. When he looked at the hind, the female red steer, he said, "Thou makest my feet lack hind, that I might stay on the hind feet." You see, the peculiar shape of the hind feet enables the hind to leap over these mountains, these high steep places, without losing. Yes. The seer saw that. He said, "That's what the Lord does for him." But you know, so often after we get there, we become all that. That's what you got to watch. When you reach the high mountain, don't lose your balance. He makes your feet like hot. You can walk on the high places without losing your balance. And I think that's the thing that makes us so crazy about E. Edward Jones. He's the same now as he was in Rayville. Walking on high places, but not losing his balance. I wish somebody could help me with that. Well, then he looked and he saw an ostrich bearing things in the sand without any concern, without any brooding. Went off and left them there, unattended to, unprotected. He said, is that not like so many parents who leave their little ones without any protection? You see, the common everyday thing can also teach us a lesson if we were not so unresponsive. But then inspiration leads us into a palace. And as we walk in the palace, inspiration does not call our attention to the drapery or to the upholstery or to the magnificence of the structure. But inspiration states the fact and directs our attention to a spider in the king's
head.
Unusual thing. There's a spider in the king's head. A spider. Now, this spider, if you please, has both negative and positive lessons to teach us. Isn't that right? First of all, the spider suggests the exquisiteness of the divine mechanism. The exquisiteness of the divine mechanism. That there is something about the spider in its form, in his maker, that sets God so much higher in his creation than a little man. All of the technology, all of the advanced science cannot produce such machinery, such exquisiteness as a spider. Notice his prehensile with which he grasped. His eight eyes and his words appealed as if he has mathematical accuracy in weaving his web. I wish somebody could help me there. The exquisiteness of the divine mechanism. Oh, yeah. We need not go way up into the heavens to discover the power of God. Man uses his telescope to scan the heavens that he might see the power of God. Others use their microscope to see the power of God. But you take the child of God who perhaps will have no or little communication with telescope or microscope can be walking through the garden and notice a leaf with a spider web on it and fall down because of its exquisiteness.
Thank you.
We hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601 Lee Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or phone us at 318-561-4230. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., followed by worship service at 11 a.m., and midweek is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m.